Okay, we've just got most of the clan members actually leaving now, and we're going to start up an interview with Teddy himself. That's if anybody's actually on, since everyone's idling and Chan.
Hello.
Hey, Teddy. We've got mostly testers in the question asking Chan. So why are kittens made out of dynamite?
For the Nobel Peace Prize.
Of course. Let's see if we can get some real questions going. Seems most people, I see. How are new weapons progressing?
Ah, fine question. Well, so far we've gone through heaps of prototypes. We've pretty much locked in the weapons for the light and the heavy. We've got a few different things we've tried for the medium and we still haven't decided on one. We've got to try and find a medium weapon that complements the other new weapons and also fits as a medium weapon. Looking for something kind of an assault style weapon, you know, one you can attack with a bit. So, but yeah, the heavy and the light weapons are really good. They're definitely keepers. And yeah, after all of the prototypes we've done, I think what we're trying to do is add more weapons, add a more attacking style. They're more weapons you can charge with, kind of closer range. We're not going for any kind of defensive or spammy type weapons this time. We're really trying to rule out any explosive projectiles for the new weapons.
Interesting. Since most weapons already, well, there's already enough spam in most of these games that we've seen. So, new weapons, can you actually tell us a bit more on the light and heavy weapons we've seen?
Or haven't seen, even. I'll tell you a little bit about the light weapons. Not too much, though, because we've still got a few of the kind of theme and art details locked down. But basically, it's a fully automatic weapon. We've had a few ideas for a fully automatic weapon for the light. And it's very particularly nasty with stealth. And it's good. It's very mean versus heavies with the alt fire. But you know, it's not too overbalanced. The heavy weapon is more of a shotgun style weapon. It's kind of a cross between an assault style and a shotgun style weapon, where it fires fairly quickly and fairly small spread. But it's particularly good for, you know, charging forward with for heavies.
Of course. When are we actually going to see these in version 1? When is version 1 even got an estimate release date? Or is it going to follow the same Duke Nukem Forever ID software catchphrase of when it's done?
For the moment, it's when it's done. Once we get things start to get finalised and we know how much work we've got left to do to get it all finished, we'll give a call when we feel pretty confident that we're pretty close. But yeah, it's certainly in terms of months at the moment. On the code side of things, we've got a lot of new stuff that we want to get implemented. A lot of it's there already, but I guess our main time frame at the moment is how long it's going to take for the maps to be done. We've got really about 8 or 9 maps in testing at the moment, and we're hoping to get the majority of those into the first version. So, yeah, as the maps are starting to get more gameplay complete at the moment, we can look at how much detailing and balancing we've got to do, and yeah, we'll try and base, you know, the features that we include around that.
Interesting. Here's a popular one. How do you think that a version 1's going to affect competitive play? With new implants, new weapons, and new maps?
There'll certainly be changes. It's going to change and open up a lot more strategies, we're hoping. Especially with the all-new cyberspace stuff we're putting in. We look to put a bit more emphasis on that during matches. But yeah, we're trying to keep in mind all the clan scene and the gameplay involved there, because that's, you know, basically what we aimed with for the start, and the public play is just a more less organized version of that. But yeah, I think it's going to be positive, especially these new weapons are going to add a lot more attacking, so we hope to see less lockouts as possible. You know, better, more advantages for the attacking team, and these weapons certainly hold true to that.
Interesting. Any of the ritual weapons getting an upgrade? I mean, a couple of weapons once didn't see much in the last match, or many Kai matches, notably the shotgun. Do you think any weapons are actually going to be upgraded in version 1 to change the styles of them?
There are a few updates to the weapons for version 1. Namely, the rocket launcher actually has had the most updates so far, but yeah, it's fairly minor. We're pretty happy with the weapons and where they're at the moment and the role that each weapon fills, but certainly there's a few you know, spaces to add more depth and more gameplay to the existing weapons we've got, so we're trying to do that as much as possible. There'll be a lot of cosmetic changes as well. We've got a lot of new effects and new models and whatnot coming in, so a new model for the grenade launch, you'll be pleased about that.
Great. So it better be damn good after reducing my damage. Yes. So here's another question. New implants, they're going to affect competitive play a lot. Possibly not so much affecting how teams fight, but how much intel they have on the battlefield. Can you give us any insight into the new implants you've tested or are testing or implementing?
We've tested a lot of implants, and we still have got nowhere near locking down what the weapon new implants will be. Only one that's a definite at the moment, which is an enhanced cyberdeck, which allows for more power when you're in cyberspace. Of course, it costs more head slots, but we expect that one and the new cyberspace combat and whatnot to affect the clan play a lot. The other implants, we are trying to do more intel stuff, but we certainly haven't decided upon anything yet, so you haven't got much to say about that at the moment.
Well, when we're closer, it's all up to testing, really. So, let's see, what other questions we got asked? It doesn't seem there's actually many people on to ask questions. But, do you still hate death penalty?
Are you all dead? Nah, come on, I don't hate anyone.
Let's see, since you've watched a lot of the competitive matches lately, do you feel the gameplay's happy, and do you feel there's going to be any changes to it for gameplay and competitive play and strategies and such?
It's pretty good. It's definitely entertaining to watch, and we're happy with the kind of attackings and the style gameplay and a lot of different strategies that go into it. We're glad to see a lot of strategies being used, but we're always, you know, always perfecting, and we're always going to make changes to try and just make it a little bit more fair, try and rule out any what would be considered underhand tactics, you know, the more shady things, make it more about skill rather than exploiting elements of the game. And so, yeah, to that end, we're going to try and alter a little bit of these things that have been particularly exploited in the last few seasons of DGL. But
well, here's a good question. Vehicles are actually going to affect it, the competitive play, a lot in the next version. Can you tell us about how vehicles are going to be implemented in new maps, or how many vehicles you're actually going to implement in version 1?
Vehicles in clan matches, yeah, that's a good one. We haven't really looked at that side of things at the moment. We've pretty much, our vehicles are still in very early stages at the moment. There's heaps of work to be able to get them, the actual vehicles working, let alone them getting them integrated with the gameplay. So, you know, there's a chance that we might not actually have vehicles implemented in any competition maps for version 1. It might only be fun maps, but, you know, at this stage, I'm would be happy just to release the vehicles as they are. You know, they're pretty fun to play with, and just see what the community does with them with third-party mappers. But, yeah, I don't know at this stage. They probably won't be certainly won't be added to the existing maps like Silo and Vaccine and whatnot.
It'd be interesting seeing them competitive play. They'd probably add a whole new element. I'm certainly interested in seeing some of these fun maps in competitive play. I mean, Fistball, apparently there's already talk of a Fistball League being started up.
Oh, Fistball is absolutely fantastic. That's the most fun I've had in Dystopia for a long time. It's really great. We've got, you know, just melee only. You've just got your swords and your fists and a ball to hit around the arena, and It's a fair bit like Speedball, if you ever play the original Speedball. You know, there's a lot of those white circles on the ground that the ball will shoot up when it flies over them, and a lot of different ups and downs, and a few different arenas have been made already, and every time it's just so much fun to get in there and, you know, just sword fight it out and try and play a bit of a football match with the ball. And yeah, it's really good. We might even find our way of getting that into Update 5, perhaps.
Interesting. Is there actually going to be an Update 5 if there's going to be a SDK update, which I heard there is going to be in the next few days? Let's see how fast you can get that out, Teddy.
Yeah, we did hear that there will be some an SDK update coming quite soon. Valve have still been working on it. They just got a bit caught up with Episode 1, so once we receive that, there's a lot of bug fixes, about a year's worth of bug fixes from Valve that we really want to get into Dystopia, so we're going to integrate a lot of the bug fixes we've got from version 1 and probably roll out of version 5, which won't be a lot of new content, but it'll certainly be a lot of bug fixes, perhaps even an update to some of the existing maps to fix some of the current exploits in them, you know, to Fortress and Silo and whatnot. Perhaps also Fistball if we can get it ready in time.
Well, one of the major complaints about Dystopia at the moment is non-regs, which are a big effect in clan play. Do you think they'll be able to be fixed in the next version of Dystopia, or do you think it's still a problem with Source?
Non-regs when it comes to melee has been pretty much fixed. I've recoded the melee code and it is a whole lot better. It will register a lot better, a lot more accurate, and a lot more lag-related problems. For regular weapons, some of the non-reg that happens, that's largely part of the source. It's largely due to fluctuations in your ping, which can cause a bit of havoc with the unlag code. And although it tries to smooth it out with interpolation, it's never quite accurate. And, you know, being an internet-based game, it's just going to happen every now and again with all that really complicated networking code that's there to make it feel like there's, you know, no delay when you're playing. So, maybe we'll see some fixes from Valve for that in the next SDK update, but really I wouldn't be sure of that at the moment.
Well, talking about complexity, it's been said that Dystopia is a little difficult for new players to get into. How do you plan to cope with that in the next version?
We're looking into coding a tutorial or a help system into the game that is on by default when you first install, that will basically explain to you a lot of things going on around you. One of the largest complexities we have, I think, is the maps and the objectives and the maps and the layouts of the maps. And unfortunately, this is really difficult to tutorial people in. They really just have to, like any other first-person shooter, just have to play it until you can kind of get the hang of the map. So on that side of things, I don't know if we're going to get anything up in time, aside from maybe a loading screen that can explain where you got to go and what you got to do. But certainly for the things like, you know, cyberspace and hacking and even down to ammo dispensers and whatnot, we're going to try and get a bit of an on-screen help for the newer players.
Interesting. It's also been here is asked, what's your future plans for NPCs in Dystopia?
Unfortunately, this is fairly well technically unfeasible because of the amount of network bandwidth that is required by NPCs, and also there is a fair bit of taxing on the, you know, on the client side. We would have to port a lot of the NPC, like the reaction and a lot of the animation code, over to the client, and that is a fairly big hit. There's also, you know, the gameplay problems of just trying to get their AI running can eat up a lot of server CPU and get them to have a bit of an intelligent AI so they don't get in the way. So at the moment it looks like it's a negative on the NPC.
That's a shame. Since we've already seen the tramp model, and if you've been a supporter you would have heard quite a few voice samples, it's a real shame that they were not making it in, but if it's going to affect gameplay, that's what you got to get. Let's ask some never questions. Are you actually going to invite the major clans to playtest next update for a video?
For a video? Probably not for a video. Maybe for balance. We have done that in the past, and we would definitely do it again, just to make sure that we haven't missed anything, and just give a couple of clans a bit of time to look through it and see if they can find any exploits that they can pull off. So we can fix it before we put it out. You know, even if we do put it out though and there's something wrong, we're never afraid to update if there's something that majorly needs fixing. We can always roll out an update 6, you know.
Alright, here we go. Here's a question from Somni. Are the dev team actually going to go into competitive play?
Oh, I don't know if we have enough people on the dev team with enough time to go into competitive play. A lot of our folks, I mean, certainly myself, I barely find time to play, you know, a few times a week because I've just got so much work to do and all the coding to get done for update 1, you know, version 1 and update 5. But, yeah, I wouldn't say we'd have a full complement of people that are on the same time zone that could get into a game, but we're certainly open for friendly and fun matches.
Interesting. Let's see what other questions we'd find. Well, this has probably already been answered, but I know this is going to be recorded and cut in half, so what are you going to do about spawn camping in version 1?
The first change that we've put in place is that when a spawn is captured, that the defending team who just lost the spawn will instantly spawn at their next spawn, just so they get time to set up their defences and that there's no rushes to skip objectives. Outside of that, we're just trying to integrate in our map design our turrets and using thermal turrets that can see stealthers, and just trying to allow a few exits from each spawn as well, so that there's, you know, not just one door to get spammed. But yeah, a lot of that comes down to map design, so not too much can be done, you know, in terms of adding gameplay elements to stop that. It really has to be a good area that you spawn into, so that you can't be suppressed in one very small hallway or something like that.
Well, on the mention of mapping, Ob has just asked, is the mapping department looking into new ways to make the gameplay and the map layouts less linear and more multiple ways to approach objectives? That's an interesting one, really.
It's something we can only do so much. I mean, although there may be, say, 20 players in the server, we still want to try and direct the players towards where the action is and not have, you know, a split up the action too much, so that there's, you know, not enough people in the firefights and unprotected or long ways around things. But we try and keep so that our maps flow with two paths, and then cut back to one path, and then to another two paths, and back to one path, and that sort of thing to get around objectives. In terms of maps that are playing up gameplay by having special things you can do from cyberspace, we're looking into that a bit more, so that some very tricky hacks or some behind the enemy lines hacking can open up other ways through. Yeah, there's a lot of new maps, a lot of different maps. Some of them are very very big and outdoorsy, and some are very, you know, kind of closed and tight maps. And there's a lot of varied gameplay throughout there, but we're really not sure at this stage which of those maps will see it through to clan play. Obviously, some will be just more for public play, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We really won't know until we actually see the clans playing them, so.
There's a funny question. Are you worried about removing spawn camping completely, which will remove the only element of strategy currently involved in match play, focuses match too much on individual skill?
Not really worried. No, not at all, I'd say.
Would you say Dystopia is a game of skill, to be honest, though?
It's a big mix. There's part skill, part strategy, and a little bit of luck, as with all shooters. But as far as the combat goes, we try to make that as much skill as possible. Then there's a bit of a mix-up game between the implants. And then there's some of the strategies that can come with the objectives in cyberspace. So we try and get a varied range of elements.
Ah, here's a good one. What sort of changes are being looked at for cyberspace?
We've got a few new weapons we're prototyping, and also a lot of different combat, program combat. As in, you know, new ice defences, a few more hacking programs, a few more hacking tools. But also in the new maps, cyberspace, a lot of different ways of integrating with the real world. A lot of dual meet space and cyberspace objectives, where you have to get someone into cyberspace to, say, read out a code and transmit that to their teammates, and then the teammates in meet space have to plug it in, and, you know, vice versa, and that sort of stuff.
Red Rain asks, any plans to give audible instructions to players when they spawn to make it much easier to know what to do? I don't quite understand what he means by that, but all I can assume is there going to be more voice comms specific to maps.
Not sure about the specific to maps. I guess it depends on our sound department as to how many maps we have, how much sound stuff we can come up with. But we do have new voice comms that we are getting recorded. We've got the original guy who did the sounds, one of Grain Cloud's friends, and he's going to record a whole swag of new voice comms. So we're trying to get more useful stuff and take out the stuff that doesn't get used as much at the moment, and just, you know, make it a bit more useful.
I'll assume V55 is back.
We may have a new V55, actually. We may have a few of them.
Ah, there's a funny one. Any chance of adding a jetpack to Dystopia?
Yeah, but you guys don't get to use it.
No! Devs are hacks only, it seems.
Yeah, there'll be a bit of that.
And just to shut DP up, DP, stop talking. You're not getting back on the test team. Teddy, can Dev Pinley get back on the test team just to shut him up?
That's Fuzzy's department.
Great. Definitely. Be quiet for 3 seconds.
See the way I palmed that off there? I just palmed it off, so it was like a breeze.
So easy. I just get Fuzzy here for an interview as well, but... Here we are. Oh, God sakes, definitely. Let's find a different question. In fact, let's make one up. What kind of vehicles do you got planned for version 1?
Unfortunately, it all has to be either four-wheeled or six-wheeled symmetrically balanced vehicles, so we can't have like two-wheeled stuff like motorbikes. We have tried some flying stuff in the past, but Source maps just aren't really equipped for that. You can't have a big open-air area in Source, it just doesn't run too well. So we're looking at big spawn trucks, a few different kind of tank-type vehicles, we are doing some kind of four-wheeler bike or a three-wheeler bike, but it really doesn't feel like a motorbike. Also a lot of cars and jeeps, but what we're looking to do is just a lot of weapons and a lot of combat in the vehicle, so we're strapping a lot of guns onto the top of them and allowing other players to ride inside them and shoot out the windows and that sort of thing.
Ah, teamwork. Would it be possible to have a hovering vehicle in Dystopia, though? Such
yeah,
as
sure.
the guns? Well, the...
If
spawning
come up with one,
ship the Sinsano.
Yeah, we could even put in a little golf buggy.
Cool. So, actually, do you feel it's going to be actually moving spawn points for the map to choose from in the next version? At the moment, the mappers have very few options disc-related entities to use, and most people are actually using Source to its maximum capacity to actually get most of the objectives done. So, what do you feel you're going to put new entities in version 1?
We've got a lot of new entities for the mapping. A lot of those suggestions have actually come from Twin Cannon and Termi have come up with a lot of new stuff. And so Epicar's working through a lot of that stuff with the mappers just to make it easier to set up objectives and to trigger things and that sort of stuff. So yeah, hopefully we can cover a fair bit of that. And yeah, there may be mobile spawn units with the vehicles. That is something we have got planned. We haven't actually got it in yet, but once we get to the vehicles phase, which we're kind of saving till we got a lot of the other stuff done, then we'll be testing some of that out. But as I said, this might only be for fun maps of version 1, because we're really going to require a lot of playtesting, not just from us, but from the public, before we can look into making the vehicles competitive, I think.
Here's a good one from Red Rain. Do you plan to have any new music in the next version? Or are you recording any new sounds of the guns?
We've got some new sounds, we've got a whole bunch of new sounds and effects that we're putting in, not sure exactly what's going to make the final cut at the moment. Music-wise, I don't know, perhaps more menu music perhaps, but largely I don't think there'll be any music in the maps. As you know, if there's too much music, it can get very repetitive. I think there might be one map that's set in a nightclub and has some music being tested with it, but I think it's going to have to see if it stands the test of time, because hearing the same thing over and over and over, over and over and over in a lot of games can get quite annoying for multiplayer. So.
Here's a good one from Somniologist. Are you actually planning to try and get Dystopia into the CPL or CAL for version 1?
We have looked into it. We've been in contact with some people, But yeah, it's pretty much a game of wait and see. We have to see how many people get into the Dystopia Global League and how popular it becomes, and or whether or not we pursue that. But yeah, we'd love to if it ever has a chance.
Great. Do you actually plan on using HDR to more of a... Well, you've seen... You must have played Episode 1 by now, so you should know how well HDR can be used. Do you plan to use it like that in Version 1?
Yep, definitely. We'll be whacking that in. It's very easy for us to add HDR once we get the SDK update. So we'll add it in and we'll see what our mappers can come up with to use it. I have just played Episode 1. I've nearly finished. I'm up to one of the last few levels now, and just seeing how they use HDR in darker areas as opposed to what they did with Lost Coast and Dodd, where it was all kind of sunlight HDR. Certainly that subtle effect could be very good in Dystopia, so we'll put it in just as it is in Dodd and Aftermath, and we'll see what the mappers do with it.
Time to buy a new PC then, and you're going to love the finale. So is there going to be any more menu music actually? Are you actually going to update the menu at all?
We've got a few different menu backgrounds we've got at the moment, and yeah, we just got to decide which one. Probably Dada's going to draw something absolutely magic for us to have in the background. Could even have a rotating background of a few different ones because some of the candidates look so
I'd
good.
I'd love to see
that. Yeah, there could be that and some new music.
How many more players are you going to figure you're going to get from Version 1?
Really don't know. There could be a lot. We are going to, you know, pimp it as hard as we can and do the media rounds again and get in as many magazines and, you know, as much online exposure as we can, but really it's hard to say how many will come and then how many will stay afterwards. We probably expect a large number, maybe not quite as much as our very first demo release. I mean, that was that, at that time there was we were the first big Half-Life 2 mod out, and there was a lot of people hungry for it, and we'll be happy with whatever we get, really. I mean, we're doing it for the current players we have now. Anyone else who comes is just a bonus.
How do you feel about competition from games like Nuclear Dawn, Hull Breach, and Badge of Blood?
Well, I don't know. I haven't played them yet, so when I play them, maybe I'll know what kind of competition we're up against. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of really good looking shots of a lot of games on the go, but as we've seen over the past has it been 2 years nearly since Half-Life 2 came out, there's a lot of mods in production, but very few ever get through to release, and when they do, it does take a while to get them polished up. So you know, I think looking at the majority of those mods, they do offer kind of different things from Dystopia, and the fact that we've got a bit of a head start on them, we hope to see certainly the league and, you know, a fair bit of pub play still continue in Dystopia for a long, long time to come.
Okay, do you actually plan on making a few, well, here one, and make new menus for the cyberspace aspect, so when you run programs by hitting buttons rather than pressing keyboard binds?
Well, we're going to look into a new system for running programs in cyberspace, but it depends on how many of the new programs we're trialing end up in the game as to whether or not we need to expand the menu system or change it and have it a bit more context sensitive. But at this stage, no.
Do you actually plan on updating HUD at all?
Yes, I think we've already done so. APK's done a lot of work on updating the HUD. We've got mini-maps working now over the radar, and a few new HUD elements. We've updated the ammo and the look and feel of a bit of the HUD. Just a bit of a better effect there. So, yeah, it's looking a fair bit better, I think. And also an update to IFF is on the cards. We're going to give that system a bit of an overhaul, make it a bit prettier and a bit easier to read. But that's a lot of work involved in that, so see how that goes.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always been a big part of Dystopia, the IFF system. Is there going to be any more information on the IFF so you can actually tell from a larger distance, or more information about what your friend's using, such as thermals? That's an interesting question, actually. Will stealthers be able to see people using thermals in combat?
Maybe. It is one of the new effects that we've got on list to trial, but we're going to have to see how it affects gameplay, having a glow come out of the eyes when thermal's on or something like that. As far as IFF, we're actually looking to try and slim it down a bit, make it a little bit less cluttering on the screen, so it will show you that kind of information, but I think a lot of the stuff about your teammates we're going to try and transmit through the scoreboard.
That's interesting, really. The scoreboard. Is that going to show things like, I don't know, implants, classes, weapons?
Yep.
Great. Here's a good one. Will programs be stackable in cyberspace in version 1?
Perhaps not. In the current build we're testing at the moment, you can't run multiple programs on the same thing anymore. Because we've changed the way the programs work, so giving more options but not being able to do as much stuff at once means you have to more make a choice of your strategy when you're running programs in cyberspace rather than just launching them all out, which obviously uses less energy in the end.
I've actually heard Fuzzy plans to change stealth. I've heard suggestions for him. So what's that going to be like? Will this mean an end to everybody having to take thermals on pubs?
Don't know what Fuzzy has said, but yeah, I have made a few changes to stealth. Basically, we've added a bit of a glitch effect that when you get shot with stealth, that you become a little bit more visible. You kind of take the background of whatever was last behind you, and it sticks on you for a bit. So, stealth is certainly won't be. It won't have as easy in a time. It also, when they shoot, they do glitch a bit as well. But to compensate for that, the refraction has been toned down quite a lot, so it doesn't take much for a stealth to become completely invisible now, unless they get shot or, when they first switch stealth on or shoot their weapons. So we're trying to make it a little bit less powerful in that way, that, it's easier to combat someone with stealth, but still keep that kind of stealthy. If you can really not be seen and sneak past someone, you've got a really good chance of getting through.
Interesting. I also heard that TAC is going to have a counter, or at least being tested from Fuzzy, which was also in suggestions for him. How's that going to work?
We do have that in the current build, actually, and it's alright. It hasn't been seeing enough use. Certainly the TAC scanner doesn't get enough use, so we may have to look into a replacement for that implant. But basically it would just stop you showing up on TAC and then show you the person that tried to TAC you. It's pretty cool, but yeah, it just seems that TAC doesn't get enough play throughout clan games. So, and certainly on pub servers it gets hardly any use. So it might not be the best choice there.
Let's see, what other questions we can find? now let's just hang out and argue about who's best at fistball. I think we all know who that is, eh, Teddy?
It's me! I'm the king, baby.
Let's see if we can get fistball in version 5, eh? But, seems about it, really. Unless we can get more questions. Yeah. Why won't you release an update 5? Do you hate babies?
I will release update 5, and I did 8 babies.
Well, this seems like it's going to be an end to it, unless I can get a few more people asking questions. I personally can't think of any more. Unless you just want to leak loads about in update 5, or version 1 even.
I think I've just about ran out of things to say, actually. I think it's time for me to go have a smoker. I'll say thanks for having me,
yeah.
And good evening to everyone in the channel, and well done, HG, and well played, WW3.
Well, it's been great having you, Teddy. Have a great day, and we look forward to version 1.
Alright, see you around.
See you, Dad.